Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. It's time for What Chatham Matters. And to help us out, the director of Chatham Matters, we have Mary Helen Montgomery. How are you?
I'm great. I love the name, What Chatham Matters.
What Chatham Matters. I think it works perfectly for what we're talking about here. And every other week, we have you visit us, either you or William, or just Chatham Matters in general, and talk about kind of a little bit of a 411 on the civics of the city. What's going on here when it comes to Chattanooga, all the things we hear about in the headlines and the politics. But the best part about Chatham Matters is right down the middle, nonpartisan.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's all just information that we can grab.
It's hard to find that, I think.
It is. It is very hard. And that's why I really appreciate the resource that you guys have created, because it is so difficult to be able to find the information and let me make my own decision.
And decide what Chatham Matters.
And decide what Chatham Matters. Exactly. So we want to tell everyone, go to our website, chathammatters.com, of course, and they can follow you guys. You have a newsletter that you want people to sign up for. Of course, social media, very active on there. Today's topic is one that's always come to mind for me, is our mayor situation.
Yes.
We seem to have a lot of mayors.
We do.
Not just in Chattanooga, but the surrounding cities have mayors and counties, and it goes on and on. And I thought, what better people to ask than the people over at Chatham Matters?
Yes. We've done extensive research. Actually, you know, it is funny because it seems like you should know why we have mayors. And if you live in Chattanooga, you have two mayors. Mm-hmm. Or if you live in some of the other municipalities, because there's a county mayor and you may have a city mayor. We do in Chattanooga. Especially for people who have moved here from out of town, it's really confusing. Because Tennessee is actually one of the only states in the whole country where our counties are led by mayors. In most states, you have a county executive, not a county mayor. Mm-hmm. But in Tennessee, we have a county mayor. And it used to be called county executive. But then in 2003, they changed it to county mayor. So now we have your county mayor and your city mayor, and who's in charge. So basically, the city mayor is in charge of a certain sphere of responsibilities. The county mayor is in charge of a different sphere of responsibilities. Now, there's some overlap between them. But I think the best way to start is actually just understanding what a county is and what a city is.
Perfect.
Seems like you should know this, but most people don't know.
Have no idea.
And I didn't know a lot of this until I set out to answer this question for our readers. Counties are a division of the state. So if you think about what the state of Tennessee is in charge of, like public health, elections, education, all those kinds of things, counties have to carry out state services at a local level. So that's what counties are in charge of. So again, public school system, elections, jails, record keeping, courts, highway safety, all kinds of things that the counties are in charge of. Okay. And then the other thing is most counties can't make laws in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. There are a few exceptions to that, but Hamilton County cannot. It's because they don't have a charter. So they're carrying out services at a local level. Cities, on the other hand, like Chattanooga, can pass laws. We call these ordinances. So that's one big difference with cities and counties. And then cities are like more focused on kind of the nitty-gritty of everyday life. So thinking about like planning and zoning. I know we've talked about that before on here. The fire department, police department.
Right.
Recycling and trash. I mean, you've got to have your trash picked up. Cities are in charge of that. And the airport, parks and outdoors, that's all in the city.
Okay.
So they kind of have different realms of responsibility.
Right.
And depending on what you're interested in, you may have to go to the city or the county. But one thing is that the city and counties do have to work together if they're in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I had the chance last week to be part of an event where there was somebody from the county mayor's office, Weston Womp's office, and somebody from Tim Kelly's office. And we were just talking through local politics and government because that's what we do. But one of the questions that came up was like, how do the city mayor and county mayor work together? And they just said there's this huge misconception that Weston Womp and Tim Kelly are always in disagreement over everything. You do read about some
of those
in the news.
Those are the headlines that catch people's eyes but so on and so forth.
Yeah. The reality is they actually work together pretty closely on a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
They apparently text each other all the time. They've got a bunch of big projects they're working on together, and they come together on different panels around children's issues and workforce development and lots of things that they actually work pretty closely on together. So okay. It's not always what's in the headlines of the news.
Yeah, they're not always arguing and not on the same page. They work together quite a bit. Is there one that is, I guess not. There's not one that's more powerful than the other.
They're just different.
They're just
they just have different responsibilities. Mm-hmm.
So really, when you're complaining about something, make sure you're complaining to the right mayor.
That's right. That's exactly right. They have different realms of responsibility. Yeah, it's not like one of the mayors is in charge of the other mayor or reports to the other one or anything. They just have different kind of spheres of responsibility.
Interesting.
Yeah. One interesting thing that they have in common is they actually have the same salary.
Oh.
Always. So in Chattanooga, at least the mayor of Chattanooga, it's in our city.
So no matter what.
Yep.
They're going
to
make
part
the
of the rules part of the rule. The mayor of Chattanooga has to make the same salary that the Hamilton County mayor has any given time. So every time that salary is increased, it's an increase for the Chattanooga mayor, too.
Well, that does explain a little bit of it. At least it kind of divides it a little bit so you can understand that the two different realms, that's what they're kind of handling and they're going for. If you had a choice, would you rather be the city or the county mayor? You have any preference in that?
I don't want to run for office.
I don't want to either, but if I had to decide, I don't know which one would be better. I feel like the city mayor would be interesting because of the working with the police and the fire and that type of thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, the county mayor is doing quite a bunch of stuff.
But the schools
too.
And the children.
Yeah, the schools and the kids.
I mean, county is in charge of the Hamilton County Commission has to pass the school budget every year. Mm-hmm. So Hamilton County schools do kind of, like, the county is in charge of managing the public education system. So, you know, that's the city of Chattanooga is not in the business of public schools. They don't have any hand in our public school system.
Okay. So that's a whole other thing to think about, too.
Yeah.
And that would help out, too, in this information when it comes to elections that come up and all of that, to really know where these people stand and why you're voting for the city mayor and why you're...
Exactly.
Yeah. Just more information. Fascinating stuff. It really is. Thank you again, Mary Helen, for coming in. Chattamatters.com. That's where you want to go for all the details about all the types of things, just like these conversations and more. All, of course, anything that's currently happening in the city, Chatham Matters is all over it. And again, if you go to their website, you can sign up for their newsletter and make sure you give them a follow on social media too. We're all linked up. You can go at Chatham Matters on pretty much all the social media platforms, right?
Yep. We're most active on Instagram and YouTube, but we do a little bit of everything. Yeah. So find us at Chatham Matters.
There we go. Mary Helen, thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks.
All right. It's Hits 96.